right. Okay. Okay, please be seated. We have quorum. Where's my gavel? When I need it, it's not here. Okay, the first item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. Oh, so moved? Okay. Any objections? All in favor? Opposed? None? Abstentions? None? Okay. Approval of the Academic Senate meeting of September 15th. Deletions, corrections, amendments? Okay, seeing none. All in favor? Opposed? None? Okay. Abstentions? None? Very good. Let's start out with announcements first, and then we'll do our guest speaker. Ron?
Hi, I'm Ron Rothenberg of Math. My announcement concerns the something that affects faculty and staff, and that is the TIAA takeover of investment processes. This will happen as of January 1st, 2017. I've had an investment option for many years with a group called Halliday, and I spoke to the people at Halliday who are now operating as an aide to TIAA. And I asked this person at Halliday, I said, so I have this particular investment, this tax-deferred annuity, and I'm happy with it. I assume I can keep it as of January 1st, 2017. He said, no, you can't. I said, really? I asked him if there was anything available which would match the investment that I've had for over 20 years. He said, no, there isn't. So I said, that means, in other words, I will have to suffer a loss. He said, that's correct. Now, I'm making this announcement because I'm concerned on several counts. One, the top-down process which installed this TIAA investment scheme, I wasn't made aware of it until it was just plopped down on me and other faculty and staff. That is not the way to do business in the City University. I think there should have been consultation with the academic senates around the university and with the union as to the advisability of TIAA taking over investment options. That's my main concern, the top-down nature of this and that it was just plopped on us. Two, I do believe that I should have the right to maintain the investment option that I have currently and not suffer a loss. I just wanted to put this up, put this forward, and I know, and I assume many of the faculty and staff members will have similar concerns. And again, you should be aware that the investment options you have as of now may terminate. Well, it depends if you have TIAA. If you have a non-TIAA involved investment, it will terminate as of January 1st, 2017, meaning that you may suffer a loss as a result.
Any other announcements? While we're waiting, well, a second, will alternates please come forward and sign in? And I'd like to welcome two of our brand new alternates at the faculty open level, Steve Schwartz and Christopher Vickery. Any alternates come forward now?
Laura Silverman, Academic Advising. Announcing the major minor fair next Wednesday, October 19th from 12 to 2 on the fourth floor of the Student Union. Hoping everyone can attend. We've had fabulous attendance, 565 students last year, and we're hoping to beat that record. So students, please spread the word. Faculty and staff, all are invited. Let's make this another successful fair. Thank you.
Yes. Is it possible to have a poster board behind the table that hangs things up?
Yeah, we can make arrangements for that, absolutely.
Can we contact your office?
Yes, please. Thank you. Yes. Yes, certainly. It is Wednesday, October 19th.
Further announcements?
Hi, I'm Nancy Fosberg from the library. I wanted to announce that we're having an event on Monday, October 17th at 1 o'clock. It's in the library. We'll be presenting about CUNY Academic Works and how you can use it, those of you faculty here, to make your work public and get more people reading it, get more citations, all of that good stuff. Megan Wacha will be here from CUNY Central. And I hope that you'll come. Please tell people in your department. That's on Monday at 1 o'clock. Thank you.
Hi, I'm part of Student Association. October 17th and October 19th, we're having a breast cancer fundraiser and prostate cancer, so please come out and join us. And this Sunday coming up, we're actually having a breast cancer walk. So at Flushing Meadow Park, starting at 10 a.m. So. Please join the efforts.
Where would be a separate point for that in the park? Where is many people need to
by the water?
By the globe.
Oh, okay, yeah, by the globe.
All right, I have one announcement. On Monday, October 18th, the college store will open up in the dining hall. So that, not the bookstore, I wanted to say that, it's the college store in the dining hall.
Could you describe what it will be?
I can't tell you exactly what's there, but Ron, I'm certain you'll be able to get all your Queens College t-shirts, mugs, pencils, and pens from there. They will also, I know, be selling some like chewing gum and that kind of stuff, and very important for academic chairs, academic senate chairs. They will also sell aspirins for headaches. Further announcements? Okay, seeing none, then we'll go to our guest speaker. We're very lucky today to have right here from our campus, Dennis Torres, and he's the let me get this exactly right. The outreach specialist for veterans here on campus. Dennis, welcome.
Good afternoon, everyone. Can you guys all hear me in the back? Would you prefer me to use the microphone? Is this loud enough?
It's fine.
Here we go. Thank you very much. Once again, my name is Dennis Torres. I'm the Veterans Outreach Specialist with the Office of Veterans Support Services here on campus. Today, I'll just be giving a brief overview of our department and kind of a quick snapshot of the current student veterans on campus as well. So for today's agenda, first, once again, services overview. A quick GI Bill breakdown as far as how student veterans here on campus pay for their tuition and fees. Student veteran data, enrollment data, the top majors that student veterans are actually majoring in. The QC Veterans Club, which is actually very active on campus. They work very closely with the Student Association, another club on campus as well. And then a quick Q&A where I'll open up to you guys. Before I move forward, I just want to give a quick rundown as far as my experience. I served 10 years in the Marine Corps Reserve. I've deployed twice to Iraq. In 2006, I was fought in Fallujah. 2009, I served along the Syrian border. I did my undergrad at Hofstra and my graduate degree at Delphi. So I relied on the GI Bill to pay my something coming up. Veterans do receive primary registration, so they can register for courses with graduate students, which is going to come up, I believe, November 7th, which is a nice little perk for the vets. It definitely helps out. It relieves a lot of stress when it comes to that academic plan and whatnot. Another perk that veterans receive, you receive tuition bill deferment, which means all veterans have until the end of the semester to pay their actual tuition and fees and whatnot. A lot of students rely on the GI Bill pay, so they pay later in the semester, so this avoids them from actually losing any dropped courses or anything like that. All right, so staff members. Once again, Lorraine Rosenfeld, she is a school certifying official. She's very critical because she handles all the correspondence between Queen College and the VA, Veterans Administration. So every time a student gets certified for benefits, we bill the VA, and the VA pays us. She has to handle over 190 students every semester. The VA wants to know every time a student changes their actual class, if they add or drop a class, we have to report that to the VA in a timely manner, or else we get paid. So we want to avoid all that. Lorraine is awesome. She's been here for about 10 years. She's gone to the registrar. She's a breath of fresh air. She's amazing. And then we have Ms. Noelle Crumlish. She is a veteran academic advisor. She is a picture shot, so that's why I have a picture up there. But she's almost like Batman. She does everything. She's a Dark Knight. It's amazing. She will go above and beyond for student veterans on campus. And she's been with academic advisor for, I believe, 6 to 8 years. And she knows exactly what she's doing when it comes to degree awards and student pathways. So a lot of vets will come in, meet with her, and then choose their advisors. Yeah, nice little headshot of myself. pretty fast. So myself, once again, veteran outreach specialist, my job is to help remove any potential barriers that a student veteran might encounter while here on campus. So whether it's a housing situation, books, whatever it may be. I work with a lot of different veteran service organizations out there to help them out. A lot of veterans are aware that they can apply for unemployment insurance once they come off active duty, and that's a whole thing that they're not aware of, so I can help them with that. We do word conflict, a lot of different things, even with PA. So another critical part of the department, staff members. I count my VA work studies to be staff members. We have 6 VA work studies. They contribute to the department. They can work a max of 25 hours per week, and they're paid $9 an hour tax-free. So this is an awesome opportunity for any student veterans to gain experience working in the department atmosphere and just learn as much as possible. So a student veteran can actually do VA work study at a college campus or within a VA facility. So they can work at 23rd Street, they can work at St. Albans. There's VA facilities in each of the major boroughs, Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens. So student engagement. How do you keep the students engaged? So we host a variety of different veteran-specific events on campus. So one thing that I'm really proud of is the Disabled Veterans Awareness Program that we facilitate on campus. It's in conjunction with the community of disabled students. So last year we had Colonel Gadsden, who's a double amputee, lost both because they rely on it to pay for their tuition and whatnot. So we have a lot of different chapters. That's a bit more technical. Personally, from my experience, I started off as a reservist where I was getting paid $300 a month while I was going to school. That's qualitative. That's chapter 1606. That is the bottom end, Nissan Sentra, like really, low grade chapter. The very common chapter on campus is called Chapter 33 Post 9/11 chapter. That is the Lamborghini, the best chapter you can get. Chapter 33 Post 9/11 chapter. This pays your full tuition and fees on campus. You also get paid a monthly basic allowance for housing, which in New York City right now is $3,666. That's going directly to the student every month while they're in class, during the semester. So that is the bread and butter, amazing GI Bill. The majority of our students here on campus tend to rely on that GI Bill. And yes, 1606. 1606, so for reservists as well, those two are the main ones. Next slide. Student veteran data. So what I've done here is just compile some numbers so you can see for right now, fall semester, we have a total of 250 student veterans, military personnel, and dependents, which are categorized within our system as VASD veteran students, so those that serve in the military, and those that are currently serving, so once again, reservists and guard. VASD being veteran children, so those are the dependents of veterans, which are going to be your children, your spouses, maybe some kind of family member that's utilizing the veteran benefits. So you can see here, you can see the upward trend. We're moving forward, which is great. I'm looking to increase this number. I'm going to work with VP Alvarez to make sure that this is going upward. We're getting more and more veterans on campus. The only senior college within the community system that's ahead of us with more student veterans on campus, anyone guess? John Jay, exactly. And that's because they have criminal justice. A lot of veterans go for criminal justice. That's okay if you want to go that route. I did not go that route. I think there's opportunities here outside of law enforcement. We can do other things. I got my master's in industrial psychology. I'm working here at Queens College. We can make this happen. Don't rely on law enforcement. I love law enforcement guys. That's amazing. We don't have to feel pigeonholed into that. Next, here, we have a breakdown of all the majors, the top five majors for student veterans. So as you can see here, sorry, I'm not too sure if that's clear or not, but accounting is the number one major declared amongst veterans. I hate math, I'm surprised. So next, I cannot see it, I got my glasses.
Computer science.
Computer science, which is another great major to get into. And
third,
econ. That's also my site, and then poli sci. So those are the top five degrees on campus for student veterans. And then something I'm working on to follow up, we have 39 student veterans that I'm declared, and I will let them know about the upcoming major minor event. And here's a quick breakdown as far as how many undergraduate students versus grad students. So undergraduate is about 225 and grad 25, a total of 250, which is awesome. And that's something I definitely will articulate to more student veterans. And we have awesome grad opportunities here on campus. Any questions about this? Yes.
Austin from the attendee, can you hear me?
Yes.
Did you mention about the big purple stripe? Which major does that represent?
That one right there?
The one on the left, the big stripe.
It's a county.
Okay, so
stores with Home Depot right now that is actually facilitated by Team Depot, and they're going to be doing the ceiling, floor, everything possible. So hopefully we'll have a ribbon cutting, and you guys are all invited. And that's the current administration right there. I can say James Barone, he's actually a Marine Corps veteran. He's done so much for the Veterans Club. He's amazing. I definitely encourage, you know, more work studies and whatnot, taking advantage. So this is just a list of upcoming events for the Veterans Club. And I have a small video clip, 2 minutes, very short, that the Veterans Club submitted to actually win their grant. And I think I would just like to share it with you guys. And that's it.
Queens College is a campus steeped in military tradition, with Air Force ROTC programs dating back to the 1950s and the 1960s. Its military culture and history can be traced back to participation in World War II. Since the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, returning veterans have increased dramatically. Today, Queens College is home to over 200 veterans pursuing a myriad of different degrees in both undergraduate and graduate levels. Many of the college's veterans frequent our campus's lounge, each finding something beneficial to them. Support in upgrading our lounge would positively impact all veterans, present and future, at Queens College, and would continue the commitment for those who committed so much for us. More saving, more doing. That's the Home Depot.
Yes, so ROTC, CUNY ROTC is headquartered at City College. That's the main headquarters, and they have a satellite facility at York College. We don't officially have a post here at Queens College. We do have cadets that attend Queens College, and they do all their military training and military science courses at City College or York College. So right now on campus we have about maybe 4 or 5. And that's definitely an opportunity I would love to bring on campus eventually, depending on, you know, the actual administrators and the students. It's definitely an opportunity for ROTC to come here. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Dennis, thank you very much for coming, and thank you and all your fellow veterans for all they've done for our country. Okay, there are no special motions. Let's go to committee reports. 5A, Undergraduate Curriculum Committee.
I'd like to move the minutes of the September 15th Undergraduate Curriculum Committee meeting and ask for unanimous consent.
Any objections to unanimous consent? Okay, seeing none, it's approved. 5B, the Graduate Curriculum Committee.
I move the minutes of the September 14th meeting and ask for unanimous consent.
Any objections? Okay, seeing none, motion passes. Our final one is the nominating committee.
I move that the nomination on behalf of Marion Fish be approved with unanimous consent.
Any objections to unanimous consent? All right, seeing none, motion passes. There is no old business, any new business?
Motion to adjourn.
Wow, okay. All in favor, yes.